Hello children, in this module we will discuss on some advanced topics in SQL like order by class, types of SQL functions, that is scalar and aggregate functions, and in aggregate functions count, sum, average, min and max. So group by class, having class, joins, that is equi and natural join. So let us start with the first topic, order by class. The order by class is used to sort the records in ascending or descending order. The syntax is select expressions from tables where conditions order by expression ascending or descending. Here expression specifies the columns that you want to retrieve. Table specifies the table from where you want to retrieve the records. There must be at least one table listed in the from class. Where condition is optional, it specifies condition that must be fulfilled for the records to be selected. ASE is also optional. It sorts the result set in ascending order by expression. If no modifier is provided, by default, it will sort in ascending order. DESE is also optional. It sorts the result set in descending order by expression. So let us consider a table named officer having the following records. Here in this table there are four records with officer ID, officer name and address. So let us see some example on order by class. The first example is order by class without using ASE or DSE attribute, that is default method. If you use order by class without specifying the ASE or DSE modifier, then by default you will get the result in ascending order. So let us execute the following query. Select star from officers where office address equal to Lucknow, order by officer name. So in the output screen you can see that it is sorted on officer name in alphabetically, that is ascending order, where address is Lucknow. So let us take the second example, order by class with ASE attribute. So executing the following query, that is select star from officers where address equal to Lucknow, order by officer name ASE. So here we are specifying the order by class, that is officer name, in ascending order. So in the output screen we can see that it is sorted on officer name in alphabetically. So let us take the third example, order by class with DESE attribute. So the query is select star from officers where address equal to Lucknow, order by officer name DESE. So here we are doing the same method but in decreasing order of officer name. So let us take the fourth example, order by class using both ASE and DESE attributes. So we'll execute the query, select officer name comma address from officers where officer ID is less than 5, order by officer name DESE, address ASE. Children, here we can give more than one column specifying ASE in one column and DESE in another column along with the condition. So in the output screen we can see that we got four records, officer name in descending and address in ascending order. So let us go to the next topic, that is types of SQL functions. So there are two types of SQL functions, single row function and multi row function. So what is single row function? So it is also called a scalar function, and this type of functions work with a single row at a time. A single row function returns a result for every row of a queried table. So let us go to the next type of function, that is multi-row function. So multi-row function is also called as group function or aggregate function. So this type of functions are the group functions that works with data of multiple rows at a time and returns a single result for that group. So there are many aggregate functions. So we have already seen these aggregate functions in 11th standard. So the some of the aggregate functions are count function, sum function, average function, mean function and max function. So these are aggregate functions which work upon group of rows rather than single rows. So that is why this is sometimes called as multi-row functions. Okay. So count function is used to return the number of rows in the given column or expression. The sum function is used to return the total summed value of an expression. The average function is used to return the average value of an expression in the various records. The mean function is used to return the minimum value in a set of values from the table. And this is very useful when we want to find the smallest number, like selecting the least expensive product, etc. The max function is used to return the maximum value in a set of values of an expression. So this is also useful when we need to find the maximum number or selecting the maximum expensive product from a table. Okay, these SQL aggregate functions are already covered in class 11, but still you can refer the explanation and syntax along with some examples regarding this function which I have already given in More on SQL handout. You can download that SQL handout and you can verify the explanation, syntax and examples of aggregate functions. So let us go to the next topic, that is group by class. The group by class is used to collect data from multiple records and group the result by one or more column. It is generally used in a select statement. So you can use some aggregate functions like count, sum, min, max, average on this group column. The syntax of group by class is select expression 1, comma expression 2, comma expression up to expression n and any aggregate function from tables where conditions group by expression 1, expression 2 up to expression n. So here expression 1, comma expression 2 up to expression n specifies the expressions that are not encapsulated within an aggregate function and must be included in the group by class. Aggregate function specifies any function that what we have discussed last topic, that is sum, count, min, max, average, etc. It specifies the tables from where you want to retrieve the records. There must be at least one table listed in the from class. Where condition, it is optional, it specifies the condition that must be fulfilled for the records to be selected. So let us take some examples of group by class. So first example is group by class with count function. So we will consider a table named officer, which is having the following records, which you can see it in the table. Now let's count repetitive number of cities in the column address. So the query is select address, comma, count of star from officer group by address. So you can see the output screen. The query counts only repetitive number of cities in the column address. Okay, so let us take the next example, group by class with sum function. So we will take the same table, employees. So the now following query will group by the example using some function and return the employee name and total working hours for each employee. So the query goes like this: select emp name comma sum of working hours as total working hours from employees group by emp name. So in the output screen we can see that the query returns the emp name and total working hours of each employee. So let us go to the third example, group by class with min function. The following example specifies the minimum working hours of the employees from the table employees. So execute the query. So the query goes like this: select emp name comma min of working hours has minimum working hour from employees group by employee name. So in the output screen we can see that the query specifies the minimum working hours of the employees from the table employees. So let us go to the fourth example, group by class with max function. So this example specifies the maximum working hours of the employees from the table employees. So the query goes like this: select emp name comma max of working hours has maximum working hour from employees group by employee name. So you can see the output screen. The query specifies the maximum working hours of the employees from the table employees. So the last example for group by class is with average function. So this example specifies the average working hours of the employees from the table employees. So let us execute the query: select emp name comma AVG of working hours has average working hour from employees group by employee name. So in the output screen we can see that the query specifies the average working hours of the employees from the table employees. So let us go to the next topic, having class. So having class is used with group by class. It always returns the rows where condition is true. So let us see the syntax of having class. Select expression 1 comma expression 2 up to expression n, any aggregate function from tables where conditions group by expression 1 comma expression 2 up to expression n having condition. So here aggregates function specify any of the aggregate function like sum, count, min, max, average, and expression 1 comma expression 2 up to expression n specifies the expressions that are not encapsulated within an aggregate function and must be included in the group by class. So here where condition is optional, it specifies a condition for the records to be selected. Having condition is used to restrict the group of returned rows. It shows only those groups in result set whose conditions are true. So let us take one example, having class with some function. So we will consider the same table employees with the following data. So we can use a sum function with having class to return the emp name and sum of their working hours. So it can also be used with count, min, max, and average. So we are taking only one example with sum function. So the query goes like this: select emp name comma sum of working hours has total working hours from employees group by employee name having sum of working hours greater than 5. So in the output screen we can see that we have used sum function with the having class to return the emp name and sum of their working hours. Okay, so it can be also used for count, min, max, and average also. So let us go to the last topic, that is joins. A join is a query that combines rows from two or more tables. In join query, more than one tables are listed in from class. Some of the types of joins are, we have only two types in our syllabus, equi join and natural join. So So let us take the first join, equi join. So SQL equi join performs a join against equality or matching column values of the associated tables. An equal sign is used as comparison operator in the where class to refer equality. You may also perform equi join by using join keyword by on keyword and then specifying names of the columns along with their associated tables to check the equality. So syntax is given as below. Select column list from table 1 comma table 2 up to any table where table 1 dot column name is equal to table 2 dot column name. Or you can use one more syntax based on the on keyword. Select star from table 1, join table 2 on join condition. So any one syntax you can use. Let us consider two tables, emp table and dept table. So you can see the data in the screenshot. So we will execute one query here. So select star from emp comma dept where emp dot d number is equal to dept dot d number. So in the output screen we can see that equijoin performs a join against equality or matching column values of the associated tables emp and dept. So next type of join is natural join. A SQL natural join is a type of equijoin and it is structured in such a way that columns with the same name of associated tables will appear only once. Or you can also tell that natural join is a type of equijoin which occurs implicitly by comparing all the same names columns in both tables. The join result has only one column for each pair of equally named columns. So the syntax is select star from table 1, natural join table 2. So we'll take one example. Let us consider the tables EMP and DEPT table. So we will execute one query here. Select star from EMP, natural join DEPT. So in the output screen, we can see that in natural join, column DNO, that is department number of M table and department table will appear only once. Since star has been given in the query, all the columns of both the table will display. So we come to the end of more on SQL topic. So next topic will be taken by my other colleagues. So thank you children. All the best.